Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
The number one way to bring people in is through SMS conversation. So if you're not using SMS to get people to raise their hand, that's where I would start.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Every once in a while, there comes a service that revolutionizes an industry. And I am proud to say that our best ever sponsor, Cozy, is that service for landlords and tenants. Cozy simplifies the rental process for everyone. Simply put, Cozy makes it easy to collect rent online, to screen tenants, to order credit reports, to do all the things that you are currently doing manually, but to automate it so that you can focus on more important things like growing your portfolio this year. The best part is that Cozy is completely free. It's free. There aren't any minimums, there aren't any transaction fees or monthly payments. No other service on the planet offers this to you for free. And one of the things that I love about Cozy is that Cozy automatically collects and transfers the rent so that every month you don't have to worry about forgetful tenants forgetting to pay you the rent. You can actually receive that rent automatically in your bank account, no questions asked. So you can say goodbye to paper checks, late payments, and all those lame excuses. And here's your chance to simplify your life and make more money. Join me and sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's cozy.co. Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Haas Pratt. Hi, Haas.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing well and excited to have you on the show. Haas is joining us from Plano, Texas. He is the founder of Haas Pratt Success System, so you'll probably guess where he got that name from. His background is after 3 years as a real estate professional, he accumulated over $20 million in sales. He's recently been nominated as Marketer of the Year for his Listing Boss product, which is a lead generation tool for real estate agents. And his experience in lead generation and conversions is just simply phenomenal. He's an expert at getting prospects who are a little bit difficult to say yes. So with that being said, Haas, can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, thanks for that intro, Joe, and thanks for having me on the show. You know, it all started, you know, like a lot of entrepreneurs' journey starts. Barely made it through high school. I decided I wasn't going to go to college, but I wanted to start my own business, and I got into real estate. And I was grew up working on a farm in Missouri, and I moved to Dallas, Texas, just to get away, you know, to go do something with myself, so to speak. So I moved to Dallas, I got into real estate, went broke selling real estate at an early age in a market where I didn't know anybody, really because I didn't understand the emphasis on marketing and sales, I guess, that component of it all. But, you know, I then started seeking coaches, marketing, how to grow my business. And my first year, I was named Rookie of the Year. I went from no business my first 6 months to closing $8 million in volume my second part of my 6 months. So it kind of happened overnight when I started applying principles and marketing strategies that worked. And I went on to build my real estate business, you know, ran a real estate team, and I eventually sold it, went on the road and started doing seminars teaching people how to do the same thing. I spent 3 years on the road doing seminars. I've done over 1,000 live seminars in over 47 states now. And that grew into our real estate coaching company, real estate software company, which is Fuel Lead Systems, and our annual conference Recharge that we have every year. So it kind of, you know, took the model that worked, you know, and duplicated it through our customers and then scaled it and grew it. So now we have, you know, it's a complete real estate success solution.
So based on your experience, what is your best real estate investing advice you have for real estate investors?
You know, I teach this, you know, to our real estate agents that are investing. I always say, you know, especially the agents, I say, listen, you know, you have such an opportunity to find those opportunities, right? To find that opportunity to capitalize on. And the thing that I always see that the most successful investors have, and the one thing that they all have in common, is a lot of them dominate a niche. And so the best real estate advice I would give is to not be the jack of all trades and master of none. You know, don't throw spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. Identify a niche and grow in that niche, dominate that niche, and figure out ways to become more of an authority in that niche. I think that would be by far the best advice I could give any potential investor.
So let's talk about lead generation and conversion techniques. What are some good, and I know this is like asking a professional baseball player, how do you play baseball? But what are some top lead generation and conversion techniques that you have?
You know, it's, and that is a loaded question, but I'll tell you, this is the one area I think in lead gen that, again, the most successful investors, that even in any business, but especially investors and selling real estate, the most successful ones are the ones that have a lead machine that leads are coming in, they're being followed up with, and that's the priority. Lead generation, lead conversion is the priority. Where you go find those leads, there's many different sources. It depends on your niche. It depends on the budget. It depends on, you know, your strategy. But the one side I always favor, Joe, is I always favor direct response marketing. You know, I was Marketer of the Year in real estate for Dan Kennedy, Glacier Kennedy, Insider Circle. That's his, you know, his wheelhouse. You know, Dan Kennedy's the best at direct response marketing and advertising. And I know for myself, I've always had the most success in direct response marketing and advertising.
So let's talk about direct response marketing and advertising. What specifically is an example of that? And what do you do with that to make it successful?
You got to have a lead in, right? You got to have the carry. You have to have the thing that they want, whether it be a free report, whether it be a free tool, whether it be a free session, you know, something, because, you know, you got to get the lead in, right? There's a lot of different ways to do it, especially in real estate, right? A lot of them use not only real estate agents, but a lot of them also use the newspaper. We see signs. I know an investor that puts a sign on every corner all the time. The guy makes well over $1 million a year and has for a long, long time. And he's just consistent with putting a sign with a message on it on the corner of the same corners every single year at different times of the year, you know, and it's that direct response that gets people to take action. And like I said, I mean, the best part about it is with direct response is something like that, it's low cost. It's low barrier of entry. I mean, typically it's the most effective type of marketing.
What's a specific example that you've used in the past?
You know, one thing I love to use is I love to offer a free report with automatic SMS text. You know, you will find many people use SMS over any other form of communication. So, you know, I'm the CEO of Fuel Lead Systems, and part of what Fuel does even is the automatic SMS conversation. So being able to offer a tool, right, being able to offer your services. In our world of real estate, you know, what we do is we offer our services, you know, a consultation, right? Because that's what we do is we help real estate agents identify those opportunities. And so, you know, a lot of times we'll use a guarantee, right? Your home sold guaranteed or I'll buy it. For example, so we'll have people that will respond to an ad that says your home sold guaranteed or I'll buy it, and we're able to market the property for sale. If we don't sell it, then we're able to use a predetermined price to get the property sold. But the number one way to bring people in is through SMS conversation. So if you're not using SMS to get people to raise their hand, that's where I would start, because truly what we're trying to do is we're trying to find the 20%, right? It goes back to the 80-20 rule. We don't want to spend our time on the 80%. We want the 20% to raise their hand, right? It's always the best model, and that's exactly how for us, our most successful clients go about it, is using some sort of guarantee with the communication through an SMS channel.
I've witnessed that firsthand on the receiving end, where I'm driving through, is actually when I was in town visiting my family in Dallas-Fort Worth, looking at apartment communities, because I invest in apartment communities. So I was looking around and I noticed that some of the apartment communities had lead generations where it's like, just text this number and we'll send you all the info.
That's right.
We're such an on-the-go, we're mobile, we're, you know, completely overwhelmed with all sorts of different things coming at us at once. And when we integrate a marketing tactic into a daily life that adds value, that is the holy grail. And I typically don't opt into stuff from a marketing standpoint, but with that text message, I've done that 3 or 4 times.
Absolutely. And now you have the holy grail of contact information, which is a cell phone.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, let's go for it.
Best ever listeners, it's 2015, and wouldn't you like to simplify the landlording process and automate it as much as possible while making more money along the way? It's a landlord's dream, right? With online rent payments, applications, and secure credit reports, Cozy makes being a landlord incredibly easy. And best of all, it's completely free. Sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.co. Best ever book you've read?
Wow, that's a really, really good question. And I'm not going to give just one, because I don't think that just one, there's one of them. But I will tell you that the two biggest books that have the greatest impact, you know, you're already breaking the rules. You see that, Joe? That's the first rule, is break the rules.
You're a true entrepreneur.
Yeah. But the four-hour work week by Tim Ferriss was a game changer for me. It was such a game changer, it's probably one of the books that I recommend the least as well. I believe that book's dangerous, and I think that I'm careful who I recommend it to, right? It will mess you up if you're not ready.
It's so true. I've never heard anyone say that. It's so right.
I don't. Look, seriously, I hardly ever recommend that book because of that respect. It's so powerful to me. It's ruined me, you know, and I've never been the same since I read it. For the better.
Yeah, let's dive in just really quick, since this is lightning round. Let's dive in. Why do you say it's a dangerous book in the wrong hands?
Man, I don't know. I guess I feel like, that book will transform the way that you think about logic, the way you think of everything you've been taught is wrong, you know, and it was, for me, I literally read that book, and whatever it is about it, you know, I quit what I was doing. I sold my real estate business. I walked away from it, and it was successful. I was doing it incredibly well, and I walked away from it, and I went on the road and started speaking and doing seminars. I mean, it's the craziest decision looking back, but I was in that. I read that book. I walked away from it. I'm living life on my terms. I'm joining the new rich. I'm going to live where I want, when I want, you know, do what I want. I'm going to have freedom. I'm not going to be tied to a desk. I'm not going to do the same thing that everybody else does, you know, all around me. I'm going to be different. And that book is really what gave me that freedom. It was powerful. The second book is Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. If you have never read that book, I wouldn't even recommend reading it. I would get it on audio, maybe audible.com. That's a good place to get it. And that book was a book written by Napoleon Hill back in the 20s or 30s. And Napoleon said, do not publish this book. It was a manuscript. He goes, don't publish this book until I'm dead. And his wife said, yeah, and wait till I'm dead too. And literally, they didn't publish these manuscripts until they were all dead. And, you know, well beyond, you know, I think a decade after. And they were recently released. And you'll listen to that book, and it's one of those books that will, again, turn everything that you thought upside down, from everything, from health to religion to business to your mindset to the world. I mean, it's crazy powerful. And that's another book that I would recommend, is Outwitting the Devil on audio by Napoleon Hill.
And best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of books like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
Date with Destiny, Tony Robbins. In fact, Joe, we're talking because I met a gal, Marisa, out in at Palm Springs at Tony Robbins' Date with Destiny, you know, 3 years ago. I've always been big in personal development. I've always loved Tony Robbins. Number two on that list would be Personal Power 2. I went through Personal Power 2, and it had such a profound impact on me, just in my mindset, that I always wanted to do Date with Destiny. It was, I believe, 5 to 7 days of Tony on stage, no sleep, no eating. Like, it was intense, man. And just the energy. I went to that event. I went to the event, you know, I was stuck. You know, I felt like what I needed to do was holding me back. I knew what I needed to do, but my fear was holding me back. The uncertainty was holding me back. And so I needed to go get that jolt. And I went to Tony Robbins, and what it did for me is it broke my give a dang button. I stopped caring after that event, to the point to where it was just, you know, there's no limitations in life. There's no limitations to what you can and can't achieve. You can literally achieve anything that you set out to achieve. The only limitations are the ones that we put on ourselves. And what that event did is it removed those limitations that have been holding me back. And to the point to where, you know, I knew that for me in my business, for example, I have a real estate coaching and consulting company. We have conferences. We have our community, right? And, you know, I knew that I needed to do a live event. I've been wanting to do the live event because of the risk. I mean, there's so much risk. If you put up, you know, I mean, I think I would put up $150,000 for our first event. And because if, you know, if people come here and they have room blocks and all this stuff, if they don't know, you got to pay for it. So it's real hard to take that first step. And I literally, as soon as I got back, I planned my first event. I wrote my first book. I launched my first software. It was like the year of action. Those limitations were released. So that event, you know, I dedicate a lot of that success from the results that I got from Date with Destiny.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Being relentless in my pursuit, never stopping. Never, you know, people think failure. I don't look at failure the same. I don't look at failure as anything other than you only fail if you stop, right? I mean, what's failure, you know? It's just relentless. It's every day just doing what you do. Being relentless in your pursuit for your vision, being relentless in having a positive mindset, being relentless in making your life a statement, not an apology, and being relentless in making a difference. All those things are the, you know, all come to mind whenever I look, you know, look at what I do that makes me successful.
Wow, I think I have one of my new favorite quotes: make your life a statement, not an apology. Best ever deal you've done?
Oh, wow. Well, I wouldn't consider it a deal. I would say that my greatest success, in all honesty, is marrying my wife. I tell this story at my events, you know, when I first saw my wife, I said, wow, she was gorgeous. And I told myself, I said, I'm going to marry her. And I literally, within a year, I was married to her. She's gorgeous. I married up. And that was part of people, you know, they asked me, how'd you convince her to marry you? And I say, well, that's part of the benefit of being relentless in your pursuit, right? Not giving up, but, you know, also being able to convince someone of such beauty to marry a man like me. So I would say that would, that was a big part of it, because after that, all great things, came to me, with my children and my family and my, my practice, what I do, my business. It's been awesome. So I would say that.
Best ever quote.
I'm going to give you two. Success is not something that you pursue. It's something you attract by the person you become. Changed my life. Jim Rohn.
Yes.
You don't chase success. You attract success by becoming successful, right? Like having a successful mindset, being a great marketer, understanding sales and psychology, and having a positive mindset. All those things attract success. And so success truly is a reflection of us. That's what it is. That quote is what made me leave my hometown and the comforts of joys of, of a hometown and playing it safe to packing up and hitting it and pursuing my dreams, was that quote. The other quote is entrepreneurship, spending a few years of your life living like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life living like most people can't.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Not putting enough focus and strategy around prospecting for new business, lead generation, lead conversion. So not making that as important as it needs to be. Not only is that the biggest mistake that I have made, I find that that's the biggest mistake that most people make, is they don't put enough emphasis and give enough energy to lead generation and lead conversion.
And is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to mention to the best ever listeners?
With this community of real estate investors, one thing that I find is, I find that a lot of investors like to play it safe. And what I would encourage everybody to do is to stop playing it safe, because by you playing it safe, it's making you play small. Think big, think really big, and then think even bigger than that. Because literally there's nothing that you can and can't achieve. You can do and become anything that you want. The only thing standing in the way of where you are and where you want to be is that story as to why you're telling yourself and why you are not already there.
And Haas, what's the best ever place to reach you?
Facebook. Facebook's the best, right? So connect with me on Facebook. Give me a shout out. I'd love to connect with everybody.
And so they just type in Haas Pratt. I don't imagine there are too many other Haas Pratts out there.
I don't even know how you find me on Facebook, but I think if you just type in Haas Pratt, I'm sure I will show up. I don't see too many. I think it's /Haas Pratt or something. Yeah, I think that's how. I think it's /Haas Pratt.
All right. Well, find him on Facebook, and thank you so much, Haas, for sharing your advice with the best ever listeners. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe, for having me. I appreciate it. Be bold, take action, and make it happen.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.